Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You can now support Ghost Maps on Patreon. Simply look for We Are Huntu or click the link in the description.
Ghost Maps. Entry 79. Tuas, Singapore. What does a coconut say when it practices martial arts? Lawrence asks, as he takes a seat and orders a kopi from the drink stall auntie at this coffee shop near Raffles Place. I shrug in response, without even trying to guess the punchline.
Kaya!
He yells, laughing loudly to himself. I try to keep a straight face, but can't help letting out a snicker. Not so much because of the joke itself, and more because Lawrence's cheeriness has always been infectious. Lawrence is clearly not what you would expect from a Taoist priest, or any priest for that matter. Most people assume that priests always carry themselves with an air of solemnity. Oh, that couldn't be further from the truth, he says, with another boisterous laugh. Lawrence is casually dressed with a relaxed demeanor. Every time we've met up, he's always got a terrible new joke to share, just like this one. I've actually known Lawrence since a little while after I started collecting stories of the supernatural. We got to know each other through a couple of mutual friends, and he's even introduced me to some of my interviewees. He's never actually had a story of his own, though. I prefer to only do blessings, he says. I'd rather just stick to helping people prosper, instead of dealing with anything that might overlap with your interests, he adds with a smirk. Last year, however, that changed. And all because one of my so-called friends just couldn't be honest with me, he says, with an exaggerated sigh. I chuckle a little at his flair for the dramatic, but still, fish my recorder out, switch it on, and ask him to start from the beginning. Frankie was an old buddy of Lawrence's. The pair had grown up together through their school days all the way to their working world. So, when Frankie asked for a favor, the question on Lawrence's mind wasn't whether he would do it, but just what that favor was. He wanted me to bless his shipping company's factory in Tuas, he tells me. When Lawrence spoke to Frankie, however, he felt that something was off about his old friend's request. He kept focusing on the word blessing, Lawrence says. A little too much, if you know what I mean. So Lawrence made it a point to reinforce that yes, this was definitely only for a blessing. Confirma, he had said multiple times. Blessing only, blessing, On the day itself, however, it soon became clear that Frankie was being less than truthful. The factory was huge. Lawrence, despite his concerns about Frankie's request, was immediately filled with awe as he entered the building. Awe and a sense of pride over what his friend had accomplished. Frankie and Lawrence both came from lower middle class families. Both of their parents held down menial jobs. And both of them went straight into the workforce, right out of secondary school. But while Lawrence eked out a decent enough living before getting ordained, Frankie's ambition and determination took him to much greater heights. The blessing was taking place on a Saturday afternoon during the Qingming period. I had visited and swept my ancestors' graves the weekend before, Lawrence tells me. So, while I had a funny feeling about Frankie's request, I was still generally feeling pretty good that day. Lawrence was accompanied by Frankie and representatives from the company's upper management. The blessing itself was simple enough. Lawrence would go from room to room with pomegranate leaves to ward off any evil. In each room, he would chant prayers and sprinkle holy water. Frankie and his team would follow him. Within an hour, they had visited almost all the rooms in the factory, and it had gone off without a hitch. If anything, it even gave Frankie and Lawrence the opportunity to catch up a bit as they move through the building. Lawrence's earlier worries eventually melted away. But soon, they arrived at one particular room, and the unease came right back with a vengeance. A musky stench, the kind of odor that you'd expect from disuse, hit Lawrence as soon as he opened the door to this room. It was the only empty area in the factory. It didn't have any windows, which made it oddly and ominously dark. As Lawrence stepped in, he noted that unlike with any of the other rooms they had visited, Frankie and his staff didn't follow him. He shrugged it off. Just because a place is creepy, it doesn't mean that there's something to fear, he tells me. He began his blessing and sprinkled some holy water into the darkness of the room, only to have water sprinkled back at him. I wasn't near a wall, and there wasn't a draft or anything. So there's no way that that should have happened, he says with a raised eyebrow. As strange as the situation was, however, Lawrence didn't feel like he was in danger. So, he sprinkled the holy water twice more. And twice more, something sprinkled water back at him. Lawrence turned to Frankie, glared at him, and asked again, this time far more sternly. Blessing only, right? Frankie avoided his gaze and only mumbled a weak, yeah. But Lawrence knew better. As he started to leave, however, he heard a voice emanating from within that darkness. The voice seemed to be whispering to him, and him alone. Help me, it pleaded. Lawrence paused for a moment at the entrance to that room and nodded slightly. He then finished blessing the rest of the factory and made his way back home. The following day, Lawrence called Frankie and demanded that he explain himself honestly. He finally relented and told me that a foreign worker had died in that room a couple of months back. Lawrence says, his tone somber for the first time this evening. The company had settled with the worker's family, but Frankie admitted that he could have done more. A lot more. Lawrence yelled at Frankie, chastising him for lying. "One exorcism, just say la!" He spat in disgust. However, Lawrence reserved the full force of his anger for how Frankie had treated the worker's family. "It was Ching Ming," he reminds me. "It broke my heart to think that I cleaned my ancestors' graves the week before. And yet, here was someone whose spirit couldn't get the rest it deserved." Lawrence insisted that Frankie compensate the deceased worker's family fairly. He then told his old friend to get a much more experienced Taoist priest to come in and help the spirit find peace. "And after that," Lawrence says, his tone a mix of anger, disappointment, and sadness, "after that, I never spoke to Frankie again." As Lawrence finishes his copy, his mood seems to bounce back a little. When people realize that I'm the funny priest, they always assume that I'll be more tolerant of their terrible behavior, Lawrence says, with another smirk. "But hello, I don't care who you are. If you treat others like crap, don't expect me to stand by and just make jokes on." I smile and tell him that's precisely why I've enjoyed being his friend. He laughs, pats me on the back, then goes silent for a moment. I can't tell if he's taking the opportunity to appreciate our friendship, or mourning the loss of the one he had shared with Frankie. I don't get the chance to find out, because suddenly his eyes widen in glee. "Hey, that reminds me of another joke I heard," he says, already chuckling to himself. If you want to discover more of Southeast Asia's other side, subscribe now and follow us on social media. You can also be one of our supporters on Patreon. Look for We Are Huntu or click the links in the description. Ghost Maps is a Huntu production, created by Kyle Ong and Wayne Ray, with art direction by Jolene Lim, and recorded on Audio Technica mics.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.